10,000 people gathered at Sydney's Victoria Park today to attend a memorial concert to the late Elvis Presley. Presley fans came as far away as Melbourne for the two-hour-long concert. Entertainer Johnny O'Keefe was one of the artists paying a tribute to the late King of Rock.
To me, it means it's Sydney's way of showing their appreciation for the 22 or 23 years of success of Elvis Presley in Australia. And with his death, there's been a sadness that's been felt by the industry, and I'm sure by the people who run on the town athletes, but whose kids have also grown up. I mean, it's been 2.5 generations of people, and put to the forefront as the leader in the industry, and I think it's only fitting that myself and other people, particularly in Sydney, where they're so big, and pay tribute to him.
Fantastic, really good. Wouldn't have missed it.
Absolutely wonderful.
I thought it was terrific. It was a great tribute to Elvis, and I hope everybody remembers it forever.
A rally has been held in Sydney to oppose the legalisation of gambling casinos in New South Wales. Organised by the Council of Churches and the Wesley Central Mission, the rally was held in the Lyceum Theatre. The Reverend Alan Walker, who spoke at the rally, says Premier Miliband has woefully misjudged public opinion on the issue.
Public opinion is moving fast against legalisation. Overwhelmingly, the Sydney press has editorially rejected legalisation. The Lusher Report really gives a strong case against legalisation, although in its recommendation, in some assault, because the Premier, I presume, forced Mr. Lusher to do so, and recommends legalisation. But the case against is stronger than for legalisation. So all this is meaning that public opinion, I think, is turning against this dread proposal.
Macquarie News Time, 6 minutes past ten.
Torino, it's not too sweet for your time.
That's come of age.
It's your turn. Don't share it with a headache.
You've got to stay alert up there.
If you were a window cleaner 20 floors up on the outside looking in, you wouldn't be
too keen on headaches either. That's why I believe in Vincent. When I get a headache, I take a Vincent. I don't get headaches often, but when I bought Vincent, really helps. But if by chance the pain persists, well, then I'd see my doctor.
You're on 2VM. It's 7 minutes past ten.
Figures released in Sydney by remuneration consultants Cullen Edgar Dell show public service senior executives' pre-tax salaries declined in real value by 8.2% in the last financial year. This compares with this time, 10 minutes past ten.
This week, New Idea celebrated 75th anniversary with a big spring crochet special. 8 beautiful garments to make, plus America's Cup-style sweaters to knit. Kevin Hines brings you a fabulous spring gardening lift-out in full colour. Enter our big New Idea anniversary contest. A romance bloomed between Jacqueline Bisset and Nick Nolte while making the Jeep. True? Or just a rumour? And Anne Marshall shows you how to make your own bread.
This year's America's Cup Challenge is creating widespread interest. Follow the excitement of this great international yachting classic by keeping your ear to 2VM for results and Lou Del Puget's expert comment. These America's Cup reports are brought to you by Roy Parsons Marine Centre, boat, outboard motor and water ski accessory specialists of 34 Ring Street in Burrell.
Hello there, this is John Tapp, and on Friday nights you can hear scratchings, selections and a full coverage of all events from Harold Park Trots, and that's right here on 1530 2VM.
You're on 2VM.
The propaganda war for the Save the Whale campaign is moving to Perth. A member of the Whale Dolphin Coalition has announced her intention of beginning a fast to move inland ahead of a southwest change tomorrow. Fresh northeast winds in the southern half of the state. Sydney's weather, local showers overnight, clearing by the morning with sunny periods tomorrow. A top temperature for the city and Liverpool of 18 degrees. Today's top stories. In the United States, investigators say there's a strong link between salmonella outbreaks in four states and Australian beef. The Prime Minister, Malcolm Fraser, said tonight that the government's decision on the mining and export of uranium had been taken with the highest sense of moral responsibility to all Australians and the wider world community. There was a big memorial concert held in Sydney today to pay tribute to the late Elvis Presley. And a rally in Sydney today opposed the legalisation of casinos in New South Wales. I'm Alan Rawson. It's 15 past 10.
And the forecast for the Darling Downs and Maranoa for tonight and Monday. Fine, mostly light north-east wind. Due morning fog. Eastern down. Moderate to high fire danger. Tuesday fine. Forecast for Granite Belt for tonight and Monday. Fine. Due morning fog. Light northeast wind, moderate to high fire danger. Tuesday, fine. Northwestern slopes and plains for tonight and Monday. A warm day with light to moderate northeast wind. Dry. The further outlook, some rain possibly Tuesday to Wednesday. Forecast maximum temperature, Tamworth 23, Moree 24. This is Radio 2VM in Moree, broadcasting to northwestern New South Wales and southwestern Queensland. The time is 16 minutes past 10, and we now bring you the Vernon Turner program. Again. 2 p.m. is 3 minutes to nine. This is blood, sweat, and tears. Seven minutes past nine.